saying effectively is that even a single overnight shift is enough to increase blood pressure and impair variability. And there is absolutely a two-pronged effect here. There is a circadian dysrhythmic effect. So what that just means in layman's terms is really it's your body clock's out of whack. Staying up overnight is not good for the body clock. The other side that your previous guest was really talking about is the environmental eating and stuff, and certainly some early research, it certainly picks up that shift workers, they eat a higher fat diet. These are studies done on industrial workers there, so it may be a particular thing to that group of workers, but it may not be. High fat diet, smoke more, drink more, have more over-the-counter medications. So we do know that already about shift workers of that sample. So it's already pointing towards that sort of thing. Now, I'd like to talk about some workplaces that are dealing with that. I worked as a occupational health and safety manager some years ago, sort of 12 or 13 years ago, and the place I worked did have a gym in the factory, and it had a 24-hour canteen that sold a range of healthy food. Now, when I did some data collection in that factory, what I discovered was that the overnight people still chose chips and hamburger, even though there were salads and other healthy options available, like healthy pasta ranges. So, and that's to make them, because the fat gives them energy.
Yeah.
And that's why they're choosing it. It's not a good reason, but they were still doing it. But I think that it's interesting that some industrial places where they've got huge workers are putting in gyms and stuff like that, which is a great move.
It'd be interesting to know, Annabelle, whether these, you know, as you say, people are still choosing the chips and hamburgers, but whether people are using the gym and, you know, how these sort of things that workplaces put in place, whether they're being well utilised.
Yeah, well, certainly the factory I worked in had a card system so that you had to, you know, swipe your card to get into, you know, most of the rooms in the, you know, around the factory, and the gym also had one of those on it. So when I looked at those figures, it was well used, and it was well used overnight as much as through the day. But whether you've got a subset of the general population using that every day, and it was encouraged that in production downtimes that people go off and have their break then and go to the gym. So the organisation really did support it. So I think, yeah, the gym was well used, and because it also meant that they weren't paying for another gym membership.
Yeah.
They were doing it during work time, and that was great.
Now, Annabelle, I said at the start there that you're wanting to hear from listeners this morning. What are you hoping to find out?
Well, I'm doing something slightly different. I'm not looking this time at... I've done previous studies in shift work, as I talked about last time when I spoke with you, Angela. This time I'm actually looking at women specifically, and I'm looking at nurses, and I'm wanting to speak to women in the... they can start contacting me now about what their experience is in managing shift work and looking after children. So how do they work their shift work and work their childcare and manage their home, and how does that all fit in together? And I'm very interested to understand how and to get a, you know, hear people's experiences of their lives in working shift work with kids.
Interesting. I read an article in the paper this morning talking about the federal government looking at extended hours childcare, because if you've got two partners who are working a shift work and you need somewhere to, you know, put your children while you're at work, if it's out of hours, in regional areas like ours, there aren't any opportunities.
Yeah, and what you, anecdotally, in nursing, what seems to occur is that, I hear more stories now in the rural context than I did in the metropolitan context. But now what you hear is that in in the cases where the husband works a 9-to-5 job or a shift work job, the wife will, or the female partner will fit in around those shifts if it's a both working shift work, and will tend to go without sleep to go to work still. So what you find with a dad who's an office worker and a mum who's a nurse, mum would work Friday, Saturday, Sunday night and not sleep much through the day to still get money in, not use any childcare, but still not sleeping a lot through the day. So it is interesting, I think, to think about that, in fact, that it's able to you're able to do it, but it's at the expense of the woman's sleep and also her ability to look after her own children.
And so, Annabelle, if we take it back to this original research in the British Medical Journal, you know, thinking about stress, thinking about loss of sleep, they would be impacting on health outcomes too.
Oh yeah, well, what is known is that insomnia is an independent risk factor for myocardial infarction. We know that, and it's a common problem amongst shift workers. So even people who are absolutely exhausted when they come home off shift still often can't get to sleep. So I think that is an important, you know, that someone comes home, and whether it be someone who's working in a mine, and there are a lot of them in this local area, or a nurse at the hospital or whatever, that they come home, still can't sleep that well. And so, it has health effects. Now, the shift work disorder that you were talking about...
Oh, yes.
Was first identified in 1985 by some researchers, Maureen and Richardson, and it was first called shift work maladaptation syndrome, and was then changed to shift work syndrome or disorder, and really that's been discussed again recently. And it looks at... those, you know, the cardiovascular, gastrointestinal symptoms as well as the sleep symptoms. So so often people have, because they're eating high-fat stuff overnight, they get a bit of a... They find that they're not digesting things as well overnight if they're eating overnight, because clearly as diurnal species, we're not really supposed to be nocturnal. We're not... Our stomach acid isn't set up to produce a stack of it overnight. So people often don't feel as well if they eat overnight, particularly those high-fat foods. So,
Annabelle, it'll be fascinating to see to follow the progress of your research. So looking at women, hoping to hear from women, or, you know, the partners of women who are involved in this and the impact, how can people get involved with what you're doing?
Well, they can email me at Charles Sturt, and you'll put my email on your website.
We can do that. Yep.
Great. And otherwise, people can just search the Charles Sturt website, and you'll be able to find my phone number and email me there. And yeah, I'm certainly thrilled to be speaking to any number of women who are working as nurses, and just because we're just keeping that one occupational group, so we can understand that it's not about the work itself. It's about the shift and the homework, so that women's work stuff. So, yep.
Annabella's research kinder to you than nursing when it comes to being a mum with kids?
Yeah, as I talked about last time with you, Angela, I worked night shifts for quite some years permanently, like 4.5 years, 3.5 years permanently, and then another year where I was doing it 4 days a week. And it was a long slog. You know, I didn't think I felt bad, and I could sleep pretty well through the day, but... when I stopped, it was like I'd stopped banging my head on the wall. I felt better.
It's amazing the difference it makes.
And even though I was working in shift work, I was also studying, and so I needed to pay the rent and mortgage over, you know, so I needed to work overnight to do that. But yeah, it certainly, I felt great. But as you were talking about previously, shift work is increasing, and it's likely to continue to do that as we become more of a 24-hour society. We cannot afford to have nurses just pop home.
No.
Oh, it's 11 o'clock, I'm going home to bed, I'll see you at 7. And the, you know, the production in factories and mines doesn't stop overnight. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in some areas. So it's important to understand that it's going to continue overnight, and what we need to do is find out the best workers and the best way we can support those workers.
Absolutely. Annabelle, thank you for joining us this morning.
Pleasure.